You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
The property boom in South Africa's housing market doesn't seem to be slowing down just yet. It's surprising quite a number of people in the industry, actually. The number of bond registrations stood at 44,215 between the months of July to September. And that is 20% higher than the same period a year ago, according to Lightstone Property Data. We do have Adrian Goslett, who is the Regional Director and CEO of Remix Southern Africa, to talk to us about this continued boom, the continued good times in our housing market. Adrian, it looks like you yourself were surprised by how long it's lasted.
Hi, Fifi. Yeah, thanks for having me on the show. And you're 100% right. I mean, if we had been having this interview in April or May last year, I would have had to have a box of toilet paper or something to blow my nose with, it was absolutely horrendous, the first part. But now, fast forwarding to where we are, it's been a phenomenal. And I don't think anybody would have predicted it. I don't think anybody in the real estate industry would have said last year, June, that the market would be where it is right now. I mean, you know, you mentioned some of the numbers just now. It sort of started last year, July, where we started seeing record sales numbers. And I expected that to wane towards the end of last year, but that just seems to have continued month after month. Obviously, a large part of that has got to do with interest rates being at 50-year lows. I mean, that plays a huge role. But again, if I'm completely honest, I would never have predicted a run like it's been till now.
Yeah, I mean, the period that you talk about, the March, April, May, so to speak, of course, that was lockdown level 5, and all the housing deals were on the shelf. And then the strong recovery that you talk about as a result of the lockdown restrictions getting softer was a result of all those deals, being taken off the shelves and actually being concluded, along with the record low interest rates. But we've also had an economy that went into a recession. We've also had quite a number of people that did lose their jobs, which perhaps is adding to the surprise element of why the sales are continuing unabated. But I wanted to ask you around immigration. I had a friend who told me that now is actually a pretty good time to buy a house because people are leaving the country. To what degree do you think that this is adding to the sustained boom in the property market?
So I'm a real estate agent, right? A real estate agent will always tell you it's a good time to buy, always. but let's be honest. I mean, one, is it a good time to buy? One needs to look at it. I always talk about property being a long-term, medium to long-term investment, not short-term. So if you want to get into this because you want a return on your investment over a period of time, then now is certainly the right time to buy. I mean, if you look at first-time buyers make up majority of the market. I mean, in October, November last year, that number was as high as 70% of all purchases were first-time buyers. That number now is roughly 60-ish percent. That's still massive, which is encouraging. But that's, by the way, very encouraging because that means that a lot more homeowners, a lot more access to equity down the line. But the reason that's happening is because interest rates are at such a low level that an investment in an appreciating asset seems to be a lot, the return on that is certainly a lot better than sinking it into rentals. So if you're able to beg, steal, or borrow from family, bank, etc., to put some sort of a deposit down, I would definitely urge people to get into it now. The only thing that I would not caution, but I think which would be prudent to do, is to allow some room for movement from an interest perspective. You know, at some point that interest rate cycle will take a bit of a turn. We don't predict a massive upswing, but certainly over the next few years, you can expect that there'll be a mild return to an upward interest rate cycle. So I would factor that into any purchases down the line.
Right.
But again, if you're looking at medium to long term, now certainly is a great time to get stuck in. I mean, yes, there is high demand, so you know, sellers are also enjoying the side of the market. But that being said, you know, like I said, a real estate agent will tell you it's always a good time to buy. The reason they say that is because it depends on how you view that purchase. If you're looking at it over medium to long term, you're probably not going to get a better rate from the bank or offer from the bank than ever. In fact, as I said, 50 years, it's never been so good for a purchaser to get into the market as it is right now.
As I dabble on my phone and look at my banking app to see how quickly I can apply for a loan with that advice that you've given, Adrian. But jokes aside, you spoke about the high number of first-time buyers that are entering the market that are buying these homes. Give us a flavor of the average price of the homes that are attracting the most bids.
Yeah, well, it's interesting that it's the same priced homes. In other words, that there's a sort of range between 800,000 to 1.5 million. Now, bear in mind that the prices are different in the Cape than they are to Gauteng, than they are to KZN, etc. But nationally, 800,000 to 1.5 million seems to be where majority of the transactions are occurring. In fact, roughly 26-27% of all transactions in that sort of range. And then shortly behind that is the 400 to 800,000 sector is the next largest mover in terms of number of homes or apartments, etc., being sold at roughly 23%. And I think the reason for that, I mean, a big reason for that is, you know, that's, if I can put it this way, that's almost a sweet spot for a bank from a lending perspective. They see that as a lot lower risk for themselves when doing exactly that, when lending, which is why you're seeing one, more transactions, and two, a higher number of home loans occurring in that price range or in that space.
All right. And just looking at some of the areas in which we are seeing most of the buying take place, if you can briefly advise us in terms of the areas that are gaining popularity. I mean, is this where home buyers should be setting their eyes on in order to buy a property that will add value over time?
Essentially, it's a cliche, location, 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 buying in the right place. But so, you know, I was asked this question by a friend the other day. You know, they noticed that we're selling a lot of property, et cetera, and where's the best place to buy? It's a difficult question to answer because it depends on your personal needs. I don't have we don't have statistics that say there are more sales occurring than there were in the past in a particular area. Our sales are sort of been occurring across the country, you know, whether it's Gauteng, KZN, and Western Cape, they've all increased at the same sort of rate. So there isn't what people call it this movement to the Cape as such. Yes, people talk about it, but I haven't seen as much of that certainly in the last 2 years. We've seen sales occurring in across the country, but more specifically, not so much location based, but price range based. That 800 to 1.5 is where majority of the movement has happened.
All right,
and what is interesting, and I'm not sure if that answered your question, and apologies because I couldn't hear it because it broke up.
No. In fact, but apologies from our side in terms of you not being able to hear. But Adrian, I'm going to have to cut you off just because of time at this stage. But certainly a conversation we can continue to have. Adrian Goslett, the Regional Director and CEO at REMAX Southern Africa. This show was brought to you by Nedbank Business Banking. See money differently. Nedbank.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.